audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
Well, last night I shared a message about how to stay in the presence of God and not failing away. And I read a lot of Bible, like 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, and about we should honor God with our lives, and we must remember that our body is the home of the Holy Spirit. And also I talk about 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22 to 26, talk about we should pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. And also I talk about Romans 6, verse 12 to 14, we need to give ourselves completely to God. And also I talk about Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20, our lives need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to talk about more about Galatians 5, start 22, about our lives should display the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Galatians. Chapter 5, start verse 22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited and provoke one another, or be jealous of one another. And you know, sometimes we think just what it should be, and forget God gave us the freedom to choose what kind of life do we want. And and we think everybody else should live the way we live. We think everybody should agree believe we believe. And the thing is, God give people free will. God wants all to believe him, to follow him. But God choose, do not want to have a Robert. And he give people the freedom. Choose good or bad. But whatever you choose, it will have consequences. Whatever the life you do, it will bear fruit. Our lives should display the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And be careful how we deal with other people. How do we communicate with other people? Use our lives as a good example of what's Christ's love. What's the meaning of God's love? And also, to understand, it's like here continues. Galatians chapter 6, let's start 1. We harvest what we plant. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of the job well done, and that you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct. And we sing song, one body, and we always say it's kind of, we put the things on the refrigerator, one God, one Bible, one church. And but the last time, if we don't watch ourselves, we are busy on tell other people what they did wrong and forget what kind of sin we have. Forget the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 said, if we have no love, no matter what we do, we're doing in vain. Let's read a little bit down. And you know, the New Testament is a good instrument to show us how we live godly and how we follow the Lord with our whole heart. God wants us to love Him first and then love one another. This is how the heathen know we have Jesus Christ. Let's reading down, chapter 6, verse 6. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest the decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit, who harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. And you know, during these years I followed the Lord, I see signs, wonders, miracles, not only in my life, in my family, but also the people who are around us. And also we see the forgiveness, the patience, God, and the grace God has for us. We have several people, they fall down in the ditch so deep, they thought they will never get out of that ditch. But guess what? God sent people there to help pull them up, pull them out of ditch. And we have several people, they made big mistakes, and they lost the hope, and they are wondering, Lord will ever forgive them. But now they are hungry for the Lord. They use every opportunity to tell people the good news. They tell people about how God did in their life. You know, when you see the things on TV, the testimony and the miracles on TV, that touches you, but not as strong, more effective as the people who you know their strength, you know their weakness, and you see how God opened the door for them. God made the road in the desert. God provided the water in the drought. And what makes you shout, thank you, Lord. One thing, Lord, it wants to tell us, follow the Holy Spirit leads. Don't let anybody make you do anything Lord didn't ask you to do. The Lord wants you to keep a focus, do your work. And pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. Be strong in the Lord like a marathon runner. Sometimes you will get tired. Sometimes you think you cannot move one foot ahead of another. But be strong in the Lord. As Paul said, I run the race. And here, Ephesians chapter 1, start 7 says, He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgive our sins. He has showered His kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us His mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill His own good pleasure. And this is the plan. At the right time, He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For He chose us in advance and He makes everything work out according to His plan. The Bible said, This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And I just want to encourage each other, read the Bible every day. Before you read, you know, this is the things that my husband said, great example for me. Every day, before he go to bed, he read the Bible and pray. And before he get out of bed in the morning, he read the Bible and pray. And that should be our daily life. Because the Lord said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I will lead you step by step. If you stay in the presence of God, God will lead you. And you will have peace even you are in the middle of the tornado, middle of the storm. The people around you are chaotic and the things around you chaotic. But you will have peace because you know God is protecting you. Just like Psalm 91 said, you know. And steadfast with God and let our peace rule our life. Lord, I just thank you so much for you remind us daily you are with us. The Holy Spirit will lead us step by step. And you want us to be glad and joy because this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us spread the good news and use our life as a good example of God is a good God. And let us to not get tired or weary of our good work. Continue to serve the Lord. And peace be with you.